Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Our scripture today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, starting with verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these, the least of these commandments, and teaches others to do the same, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Dina. You pray with me. Eternal and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation and the inspiration within all of our hearts this day be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Our fourth Sunday in the series as we review together the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reason we're doing this is to give the big picture, the grand narrative of the Holy Scriptures from beginning to end, as one big story, the story of stories, the narrative out of which you and I and the church live and breathe and have our being. It is a grand task. And obviously, in this grand sweep, we're just touching on the high points. But the high points are very important. We started out with creation and the fall, Abraham and the covenant. Last week, the Exodus. This morning, a little subset of the Exodus, because we need to spend a few moments on the law. The law of God. The law of Moses. The law of Sinai. The law that created a motley contingent of anarchist slaves wandering in the wilderness into a people with a very specific identity and a very specific purpose to be God's chosen. And so down from the mountain comes Moses with Torah, the law. And the people gathered around and said, "This is how we shall live. This will be what will order our lives. This will be how we will understand how we live righteously with one another and with our neighbors. This will tell us how we shall orderly and properly worship our God. We will live our life ordered by the Torah of God." It will bless us. It is that which brings us grace. It's that fine point between tyranny and anarchy. That moment in the middle where we order ourselves in society and in community where we may all live well. In right relationship with God and in right relationship with one another. The law. Now, the concept of the law is very important for the entire understanding of scriptures. When Moses came down from Sinai, we think that he only had 10 commandments. But in actual fact, the Torah says there are at least 613 statutes of the law. The law of the Lord is perfect, the psalmist says, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The ancient Jews sang to the glory of the law, "Oh, how I love your law, O God, and it is my meditation all day long." Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Need to understand how central and important the Torah, the law, is in the Old Testament, into ancient Judaism, and into contemporary Judaism. And then we need to understand also our relationship as disciples of Jesus Christ, our relationship with Torah, with the law. But let us first talk about the big ten. The ten that come down from on the tablets with Moses down from Sinai. There are, now for the longest time, I had always thought that it took two tablets to write down the Ten Commandments, all ten statutes. What modern scholars are suggesting at this point is that perhaps there are two tablets, but each of the tablets contain all ten of the commandments. Because in the ancient world, when one set up a covenant or a contract, you had to have two copies of the same document. And so perhaps the two tablets represent the whole idea of the covenant, that both parties would have the covenant statutes. And in this case, God and the people. It's a covenant. It's a relationship. It's a relationship that orders life together. Okay. It's also meant to be liturgical, which means it's, the Ten Commandments are often repeated, and repeated publicly and out loud. And I think we can do that. Everybody, let's go together. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. And so life is ordered. Life has parameters. Life that is in covenant. Not tyranny, not anarchy. The way of ordering our life together in right relationship with God and right relationship with another. It is not coincidental that in the 5th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus goes on top of a mountain and there proclaims the greatest of his sermons. And he expounds upon the Ten Commandments. You've heard it said, thou shalt not murder, but I tell you, be careful even about your anger. You have heard it said from old, do not commit adultery, but I'm telling you, be careful even about lust, because it can overtake you and it can harm you and harm those you love. Jesus reminds us in that great sermon, do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill them. Later on in Jesus' ministry, there was one who came to him to ask him, so teacher, so which of the commandments is the greatest? And Jesus said, he actually did not pick one of the ten. Jesus said, let me tell you what the greatest commandment is. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest, and this is the first. It's from Deuteronomy chapter 6. But he went on. There's a second one. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. From Leviticus 19. And then he says, on these two commandments hang all of the law and the prophets. To love God, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus is boiling down to his essence and to its essentials, how we are to order our life. You would think it would be simpler, but this love thing is very hard. And if you want to boil it down some more to its core, Jesus says this, I'm giving you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And that is the great Christian adventure. That is the great Wesleyan Methodist adventure. We are called to grow daily in our Christ-likeness related to what it means to be a person who loves as Christ loves us. It takes work. Mixed in with a whole lot of God's grace. As you and I together learn daily, continually, what it means to love the way Christ loves us. So we can boil it down to love Jesus. Love Jesus with your whole being. Heart, mind, soul, and strength. In an ongoing relationship with Jesus, the Lord, the Christ, the Savior of our life. And together we learn how to love our neighbor. We learn how to love others, care for others, show compassion towards others. As we love and care for ourselves. It's the grand adventure, the grand task of the Christian life. And if we get these, what do we get in return? A depth of joy far deeper than we can possibly imagine. Paul says it this way. Show that you are a letter yourself, that within you yourself there lies the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but written on the heart. Your heart. My heart. That's where Jesus wants the law to be for us, of how we order our life. written on the heart, poured out in love.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.